success statistically, but true to their nature of being aggressive, they do have three shorthanded goals this season that puts them up in the upper echelon in the NCAA. Erdahl with a long wrist shot through traffic that never reaches the net, but Zach keeps it in the zone. It'll find its way back to Dexheimer inside the blue line. Over to Lucius on the near side. Walks it down below the circle. Stops at the goal line. Gets a pass to Gorniak. He slides it to Dexheimer. Goes cross-ice to Erdahl. Erdahl from the top of the circle lets the wrist shot go right on net. Save was made by Burnham, and even with a man camped out on the doorstep, he left no rebound once again.
Well, the clock will kick down to 2 seconds left on the power play.
As they take a break, we'll take a 10-second break as well. 10-second legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers on top 2-1, just 2 seconds remaining in the power play. Offensive zone faceoff, but Lindenwood able to get it out to center ice as the penalty expires. Lotch dumps it right back in on Burnham, who makes the save and leaves it behind his net. Mersch aggressive on the forecheck, can't get to it, and a chance to clear the zone for the Lions. They get in over the Badger line, but Kerr disrupts the flow. A centering pass bounces off Lotch, and the rebound finds its way to Drew Kuzma, and the freshman out of St. Albert, Alberta, puts it over top of Kyle McClellan. The game is tied at two.
Yeah, and that was kind of a tic-tac-toe, almost a foosball-type goal, because Kerr had stepped up, it ends up going off of him. Then the second player steps up and it goes off of Lotch. And the Lindenwood player had no idea where the puck was going, neither did Lotch. And bingo, the guy standing out in front is 6'6", Drew Kuzma.
And for Drew, his first collegiate goal in his 13th game at the Division I level, and it is tied this game at two after great pressure from the Badgers, lots of chances. As you mentioned, it was bouncing around like a pinball there.
Yep.
And found its way to Kuzma, who was all alone out front, and McClellan had no chance.
That was the word I was looking for.
Pinball,
I said foosball, but pinball.
Either way, they're both of those bounce around quite a bit. Face-off just outside the Badger zone. LeMaster control, slides it over to Verlicky, plays it ahead to Bantle, in over the line. He loses control of it, and offside will be the call here on the Badgers. 11:19 to go in the second, in a game that's now 2-2, despite the Badgers out shooting Lindenwood 25-6.
Yeah, it's the shots that go in that really count.
Indeed, indeed, and the quality. I mean, that one, there's a player all alone right in front facing Kyle McClellan, so that was a high-quality chance indeed.
And he never really got good wood on it.
Lindenwood controls off the faceoff, tries to play it out the center, but it bounces off the Badgers' Horbach, and they control it. LeMaster with a long pass ahead to Horbach, who touches it, gets it below the goal line behind the net, turns it over, however, scooped up by Kyle Jeffers, who plays it out to center ice. Jeffers in over the line, a wrist shot right on, save is made by McClellan. Rebound was left there. LeMaster finally gets control of it. Tries to play it along the near boards, but they keep it in on the pinch by Kiernan Ruschinski. Goes back behind the net, all the way to the far side. Bantle can't get there in time. Vorlicki can't control in the dump in. LeMaster clears the centering pass. Bantle reaches for it. It comes back to the blue line. Blast from the point. That's blocked by Lindmark. Bantle will play it off the boards and out to center ice. Lindmark hustling after it will be the first one there. He's got some help coming late in Horbach, who's up front, but he was tired and out of gas. He said, I'm going to be here in case you need me, but if not, I'm heading for the bench and a change, and he does just that. D. St. Paul now hops onto the ice, and he's got the puck. Back to Lotch from the blue line. Save was made. Netminder is knocked down to the ice. Burnham looking for the puck. Badgers couldn't get control of the rebound, however, even though there was an open cage. Long lead pass finds Johannes. Gets it in over the line for Lindenwood. Waiting for some help as he puts on the brakes. Comes back to the blue line. Almost turns it over. Puck bouncing off a couple of Badgers as they were looking to spring and head the other way. Instead, Lindenwood keeps it in. Lotch reaching for it. Can't get to it. Finds its way to Johannes down below the goal line. His centering pass is picked up. Oh, and a bad backhand pass idea by D. St. Paul there on the breakout. Instead of just skating it out, a turnover, and the Badgers avoid disaster, however. Dexheimer, cross-ice pass to Caulfield in over the line. Caulfield centers it up front. Dexheimer was hustling after it, but couldn't get his stick on it for the redirection. Malmquist knocked down to the ice along the near boards as he get back up. Couldn't see what number that was as he got knocked down on top of the puck. It's played out to center ice by the Lions. Dexheimer kicks it off his skate right in front of the team's benches. They're both trying to get changes here and avoid getting a too many men on the ice call. 9:15 to go in the second period. 2-2 our score. Kerr rides his man in the wall. Dexheimer helps out, plays the puck along the far boards, gets it to Gorniak. Short little pass to Stramel. Stramel got Lucius with him cross ice. Didn't have an angle to get it to him. Instead has it taken away, and back comes Lindenwood in over the line. Here comes the tripping call here on the Badgers as Ben Dexheimer was retreating in the zone. He was about to get walked around and instead stuck his stick right in the forward skate, that being Sturzer, and that brings the penalty call.
And they'll take a timeout on the ice.
They take a timeout, and before Linden gets their power play, we'll take one as well. 2-2 our score. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Face-off in the Badger zone, a power play for Lindenwood with 8:58 to go in the second of a 2-2 game. Visitors control it off the draw, comes back to the point to Jeffers, along the far boards, puts on the brakes as they set it up. Slide it back into the slot area. It was deflected off the stick of Finnegan, but kept at the line by Price. Back to Price. He'll send it cross ice. That's picked off by Horbach. He's got Lindenwood coming with him late down the middle. Horbach cuts the middle, trying to get it to Lindenwood. Now has to finally let the wrist shot go as Lynn Mark was going hard to the net looking for the rebound. Horbach definitely wanted to pass it to him. He just couldn't find an opening there. Lindenwood brings it back in the offensive zone. Gagnon will play it down low, too far. Vorlicki has his pocket pick from behind. Gagnon chops at it. It comes out into the slot. Badgers able to clear and send it down the ice. Now 1:10 to go into the tripping penalty. Gagnon one touches center ice to Jeffers. Jeffers will play it ahead as they get it into the offensive zone. Finnegan get it over the line, comes back to Price at the blue line. Price will walk it down low, bottom of the circle, puts on the brakes at the goal line, slides it back to the point. David Gagnon gets it back to Price. Price being watched closely by Vorlicki. Lynn Mark harasses his man, causes the turnover, gets it to Vorlicki, who will play it all the way down the ice, and Lindenwood and the Badgers will go for a change here now with 40 seconds remaining in the Lindenwood power play. Turnover in the offensive zone. Badgers get a chance. Oh. A centering pass to Stang. Mersch tried to hit him, but he couldn't connect on it. And back comes Lindenwood, quickly countering the other way. Wrist shot is deflected. That goes wide of the net. Lotch will help it along to the near side, played by Mersch all the way down the ice, stopped by Burnham at the other end, and now just 15 seconds remaining in the Lindenwood power play. 2-2 our score, 7:10 to go in the second period. Jeffers cranking it up out of his own zone. Time for one more rush on this man advantage. Anderson in over the line. He'll play it around the near boards. Lotch is the first one there. He'll smash it hard all the way down the ice where Burnham will stop it at the other end. Just as Dexheimer comes out of the box, Badgers back at full strength. Their penalty kill unit successful again. At center ice, Lindenwood has their pocket picked as Bantle gets it. Got a man ahead. That's Malmquist. Malmquist in alone on his back end. Puts it right into Burnham's chest. He was being harassed by behind. Just couldn't get everything he wanted on that one. And steered it on net, but an easy save by Burnham.
Yeah, and it would have been some real sweet icing on the cake had the Badgers been able to score right after killing off that penalty. Bad turnover by Lindenwood. Nice feed man pass by Carson Bantle. Up to Malmquist, and Malmquist, I don't know if he was running out of gas, but the defenseman caught him, and he did get a weak backhand shot on net.
Bantle created the turnover, then sprung Malmquist in, but he couldn't finish it. Bantle now has the puck in the near corner. He's ridden hard up against the wall, still has control of it, plays a backhand pass, just past DC Fall, but he'll track it down. Matthew along the far boards at the blue line, spinning, trying to throw it towards the net. Came back out to center ice. Matthew follows up, though, delivering a good check at the defensive blue line. Around the boards, long lead pass for Bantle. He's got a man with him, but Bantle in alone on the near side. Bantle, forehand, slides it to his forehand side from his backhand. He's knocked down to the ice. No penalty call coming. Bantle was cutting in on the right-hand side. His backhand tried to pull it to his forehand and get past the netminder, but he was knocked down to the ice as he got to the middle. In the Badger zone, centering pass is deflected. Finally tracked down by the Lions. Sturzer comes back to the blue line. Turnaround shot comes right on. McClellan makes the save and covers up quickly because he had a man right on the doorstep. So good job by Kyle McClellan to get the faceoff here with 5:45 to go in the second period.
Well, it was a golden opportunity for Corson Bantle. You get into a situation where you don't get that many one-on-one breaks, and he used his size to his advantage, but as soon as he cut to his forehand, feet kind of went out from underneath of him, and he was nothing more than a snowplow by the end of the day.
Yeah, the first part of that move worked. He was able to pull it around the defenseman's stick.
Correct.
And get it towards his forehand, but it had so much steam on it, and as you mentioned, he was losing his balance. He was not able to get the blade back on it again to try to tap it into the net. Badgers get it out of their zone. Gorniak can't get to it. Dexheimer right in front of the Lions bench can't control. It's swatted at and comes back out to center. Price will control it for the Lions. Play it off the near boards to Jeffers. Jeffers gets it ahead, and it's played into the offensive zone by Yamichuk. Yakimichuk gets it down low. Centering pass by Yakimichuk is denied. Badgers get control of it. Dexheimer with it. Plays it ahead. It's tipped and finds its way to Gorniak. Gorniak gets around one defender. A centering pass. He had
Lord.
Cruz Lucius streaking behind the defenders, but that just didn't connect. Gorniak with a nifty move to get into a position to be able to send the pass Cruz Lucius's way. They just couldn't complete the deal. Lucius plays it behind the net. Gorniak tries to spin away from a check. A centering pass bounces its way to Jugnauth. A wrist shot right on. And the save is made by Burnham.
Good net presence by that entire line, actually. Really good puck movement behind the net, taking one or two people with you, allowing for an open pass for your teammate. End result, nothing.
And end result, though, some bit of good news for the Badgers is Kyle Jeffers, the sophomore out of Oviedo, Florida, is getting a slashing call, and so the Badgers will get a quartz power play in a 2-2 game. This has been the worst period for Lindenwood on the season, the second period. They've been outscored 22-13. A chance here for the Badgers now, as Lindenwood has the only goal of this period as they try to regain their lead. They've outshot the Lions 28-8. Caulfield to take the draw for the Badgers. Bantle out there with him up front as well. They get it back to Jugnauth, who hands it off to DeSaint Paul. Top of the near circle. Gets it to the dot. His wrist shot is deflected. It'll go to the far boards. Kuhlman has it. He'll backhand it behind the net to Bantle. He tried to sneak a pass to Caulfield. That didn't connect. Kuhlman slams it off the back wall. Around it comes to DeSaint Paul, who's down low. Caulfield controls to Bantle. Walks up front. Had a man back door.
Oh,
he tried
Lord.
To get it to Caulfield, or excuse me, Kuhlman's, but Kuhlman's just couldn't control it. Bantle had some heat on that pass, and Kuhlman's couldn't control it. They break it through center ice. DeSaint Paul in over the line. Bantle will charge hard to the net. DeSaint Paul goes back to Jugnauth inside the blue line. Jugnauth, DeSaint Paul, top of the near circle. Back to Tyson Jugnauth, the freshman defenseman with the wrist shot through traffic. Bantle chops at the rebound a couple of times, but can't steer it towards the net. DeSaint Paul has a pass in his skates, now gets control of it on his tape. Along the near circle, he'll slide it back up top to Jugnauth. Looking for an opening, none there. A one-timer by Kuhlman's goes off the side of the net. And around the boards it goes, held by DeSaint Paul on the near side. Down low, he sends the pass up top to Jugnauth. Wrist shot through traffic. Bantle is right there again with a screen out front, but couldn't get a deflection. And a good job leaving no rebound by Trent Burnham.
You know, as large as Bantle looks in most games, the two defensemen that have been in charge of him are both 6'6". Bantle looks like a normal guy out there.
Yeah. Well, their blue line goes 6'4", 6'6", 6'2", 6'6", 6'. So they've got a few large bodies back there on the blue line. Badgers control off the faceoff. Cruz Lucius with it along the near board. Slides it back to the point to Dexheimer. Fakes the shot, looking for an opening. Hands it off to Cruz Lucius. Lucius has to put on the brakes, reverse direction. Lucius gets the pass back to him from Gorniak. Snaps it cross ice. to Erdahl. Erdahl with a wrist shot. That's deflected. Goes up off the netting. And so another stoppage. 35 seconds remaining in the power play for the Badgers. 3:24 in the second. 2-2 our score.
You know what they're trying to do. They're trying to get Erdahl the puck. And at both times, now what's happening is that Lindenwood is pushing three guys to this side of the ice, forcing them to try and make a long cross-ice pass, and the Badgers aren't successful at doing that.
Lindenwood trying to clog up the middle. Badgers trying to get him to move side to side to see if they can find an opening. Just bring somebody loose on the backside. Dexheimer, the long shot through traffic on the doorstep with Stremel. Couldn't see the rebound as it fluttered to the near side. Badgers able to maintain control, but the pass back to Dexheimer at the point. Hops over a stick and goes all the way down the ice. Stopped by McClellan behind his own net. He'll play it around the boards the far side to Erdahl. Erdahl drops a pass as he heads out of the zone, gives it off to Gorniak. Jack trying to get ahead of steam going, and he gets the feet moving. Gorniak can wheel, brings it in the offensive zone, gets around a couple of defenders, has to regain control of the puck down low. Penalty is over. Team's back at five skaters aside. 2:45 to go in the second period. 2-2 our score. Pass back at the blue line, doesn't connect. David Gagnon will bring it ahead for Lindenwood. He and Kerr race after it. Kerr swats it away, but Jeffers gets to it for Lindenwood. His cross-ice pass is picked up. Here comes Stremel right down the middle. He's going to be caught by Jeffers, who had his head of steam and knocked Stremel down to the ice. Jeffers with good hustle on the back check there, otherwise Stremel would have had a breakaway. Gagnon in over the line for Lindenwood. Sends a cross-ice pass. It's almost picked off by Lindmark. Lindmark's backhand pass too far for Lucius. Goes all the way down the ice, and so as Lucius hops over the boards, he's going to have to come back out after the icing call.
You are guaranteed. That was a do-or-die type pass, and if he made it, it would have been a great scoring opportunity. But instead, it results in an icing against the Badgers, and a very fatigued group of five is finding their way back out on the ice to take this defensive zone faceoff.
Kyle Jeffers was the one on that back check transfer from American International to Lindenwood. And they got rid of their hockey program. Lindenwood controls off the faceoff in the offensive zone in a 2-2 game. Yakima Chuck gets it down low, but then he's ridden to the wall. Badgers able to clear the zone. Too far, however, no. Malmquist will be the first one there, so that waves off the icing. Malmquist pinned up against the boards, has the puck in his skates, looking one direction, spins the other way. Gets it to Lindmark, whose centering pass is blocked and denied and covered up by Burnham.
Lindmark tried to make that quick pass out in front, and he paid the price for it because that very large defenseman, Yakima Chuck, hammered him just as he made the pass. I'm surprised that Lindmark doesn't find his way to the bench, but he must be okay.
Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers, the best faceoff man for Wisconsin, one of the best in all of college hockey this season. Wins the draw cleanly back to Kuhlemans, just inside the line. Has to play it off the boards, down below the goal line. Horbach trying to give chase, can't get to it in time. It'll squirt to the near side and a chance to clear for Sturzer. He gets it out to center ice, and back comes Lindenwood on the attack. Allred on the far side, his centering pass denied. Lindmark on the back check, causes a turnover. It squirts right out onto McClellan. He'll cover it up in the blue paint with now 1:25 to go in the second of a 2-2 game.
David Gagnon sitting right on the doorstep on that, and McClellan very wisely covers up on it, as we mentioned before. In just 12 games played, Dave Gagnon has 6 goals and 9 assists for 15 points. That's not bad for a team that plays every game on the road.
No, that's 11th best in the NCAA. He's got 3 power play goals this season as well, which is 7th best in all of college hockey. Faceoff controlled by the Badgers. Lotch will play it to Stang. Stang with a chance to clear as he skates it up to the blue line. Cross-ice pass too far for Dexheimer. Dexheimer keeps it in the offensive zone, however. Pinned up against the boards. Dexheimer looking, spins off a pass to Lotch inside the blue line. Goes cross-ice to Stang, and at the far circle, he couldn't control it. Erdahl swats at it. It's loose behind the net. Mersch couldn't get control of it, and a chance to clear for Drew Kuzma. But he's tied up along the near boards. Oh, just a little too far for Stang in the high slot. In the final minute of the second period, puck out at center ice. Dexheimer trying to get around one check, loses control of it. It's played into the Badger zone. Lindenwood on the counterattack. Finnegan puts on the brakes, spins around, finds Price. Price with it now. He had the first goal for Lindenwood in that first period. He has it taken off his stick. Erdahl has it, tries to lift it out to center ice, does so, goes into the Lindenwood bench, and so a stoppage here with now 35.4 on the clock. 31-8 shots on goal advantage for the Badgers.
Because that was not an icing, the Badgers will be able to make wholesale changes, as will Lindenwood. And you can guarantee yourself that Caleb Price, who you saw just mentioned on the forecheck as a defenseman, he spends a lot of time in the offensive zone.
Yeah, he does indeed. He's in and around the puck. They are aggressive, that's for sure. They're going to redo this faceoff. Didn't like the way that one worked out. Little advantage there, I think, is Kate DeStefani just hacked at the stick of Brock Caulfield before the puck was really dropped.
I saw Mr. DeStefani play as a member of the Janesville Jets.
Yeah, he led the Midwest League in scoring in 2021. He was the offensive player of the year, in fact. Lions keep it in the zone. A centering pass bounces off a skate. It'll come back to the blue line. Can't be held, and Jack Anderson will have to regroup at center ice. Play it back into the Badger zone. Stopped by McClellan behind his own net. Gives it off for Kerr. Kerr plays it off the near boards out to center ice. It's tipped to DeSt. Fall. He's got a man with him. DeSt. Fall on his forehand. His shot is blocked. DeSt. Fall swats at it towards the front of the net. Now gets control of it. A one-timer out front, and that is denied off the stick of Brock Caulfield. DeSt. Fall now on his backhand. A wraparound attempt pops up high into the air and goes behind the net. DeSt. Fall is from short range, going to let the wrist shot go, and a sliding defender came in to block that shot, and I think it was Joe Proti.
And I don't think that he had an option, actually. He had to shoot that puck because when the defenseman was sliding, never got into a situation where he had Brock Caulfield wide open on the other side, but the defenseman was going to intercept that pass. So he elected to shoot. Not a bad deal.
Despite having a massive shots on goal advantage, 8 of the Lindenwood shots, 2 of them have found the back of the net, and so our score is 2-2. Our second intermission report coming your way next from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Minutes of action in the books here inside the Kohl Center. Rob Vogel along with Ian Perrin inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Knew it wouldn't be easy scoring goals, Ian, because they were going to clog the net. There's been lots of chances. Badgers just haven't been able to find the back of the net enough here in a 2-2 game.
Well, it's not like they haven't had enough opportunities.
Yeah.
It's the shots have been there. The rebounds have not. They haven't been able to get a stick on rebounds. They haven't been able to get a stick on tip-ins. Near breakaways, they've either fallen down or missed the net or had them blocked, whatever the case may be. But it's not from lack of effort. Wisconsin with 33 shots on net to Lindenwood's 8. That says that they're doing something right in front of their net, and they're doing something right in front of the other net. As Wisconsin is playing with pretty good intensity, pretty good pace, but a lot of the near breaks should be resulting in goals.
Badgers and Lindenwood tied at 2-2. Our second intermission report comes your way next year from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Is it time to think about replacing or upgrading your water heater? Menards has the right Richmond water heater to fit your needs and your budget. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, you'll find the perfect model to fit any size home. It's your last chance to save big on all Richmond water heaters during the last 11% off in 2022. Good through November 23rd, savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Get up. Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To our score after 2 periods of play between the Badgers and Lindenwood. Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin. We take a look at the stats from that second period. Only 1 goal in that second period of play. That coming from Lindenwood. Drew Kuzma getting his first of the season, an even strength tally. Ryan Finnegan and David Gagnon getting the assists. That made it 2-2. Shots on goal in that period. 20 for the Badgers, 33 now for the game, just 3 for Lindenwood. Wood one did find the back of the net, and now have 8 for the game. Power plays, Badgers 0 for 3 on the night with 11 shots on goal, including 8 on their 2 power play opportunities in that second period. Lindenwood got 1 power play and did not manage a shot on goal. In fact, they've had 2 man advantage situations so far tonight, have yet to put a shot on goal in either of those power play attempts. So the chances, getting plenty of shots on goal in the power play as well, Ian, just haven't been able to get the job done there in that department.
Well, I think the other glaring statistic is that, just like it was against Long Island last weekend, Lindenwood, after 2 periods, has 15 blocked shots. So if they're not as quick, they're getting in the passing lanes, they're getting in the shooting lanes, sacrificing their body, and sometimes that's what you have to do against a bigger, faster, or a smaller, faster team like Wisconsin in comparison to Lindenwood, who is bigger and slower, but they cover a lot more space.
Badgers' Kyle McClellan with 6 saves. Trent Burnham for Lindenwood, 31 at the other end. 2-2 our score. We'll get you caught up on the scores from around the Big Ten tonight. All the other games are already final. We'll have that for you when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was #1 in the Big Ten. Football, #1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with #1 rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Well, Ian, if I had told you before the season started that the weekend before Thanksgiving, the series for first place in the Big Ten would be between Michigan State and Penn State and not Minnesota-Michigan, you would have probably had me checked into a facility right away to see if my brain was still working.
Well, either that or check the back of your car to see how much you've been drinking.
Well, both, I think, are clean. And right now, the battle for first place is in Happy Valley as Penn State beats Michigan State tonight by the score of 4-3 in two teams that were entered the weekend's play atop the Big Ten. So that gives Penn State 16 points, Michigan State 14. They still have one more game to play in that series. So technically at this moment in first place is Minnesota because the Gophers finished off a sweep over the very sick Michigan Wolverines. And I mean sick by the fact that they had six players out of the lineup this weekend. They lost 6-3 tonight. So the Gophers, who played one more game than those other two teams, have 18 points to hold down first place. And Michigan, six games into Big Ten play, has two wins. Wouldn't have expected them to be down at the bottom portion of the conference. Those are the Big Ten scores. When we return, we'll have the third period of play. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 13, tonight under cloudy skies with snow likely. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow snow likely, high of 21. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night lows dip down to about 3 above. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
And we are underway with this deciding period number three in a 2-2 game between the Badgers and Lindenwood, the team's first ever meetings. Lindenwood new to Division I hockey this season at center ice. Badgers control. Bantle with it, just in over the blue line. Puts on the brakes, tried to dump it deep. Couldn't do so, but follows up with a puck.
Just took a penalty, too.
Yeah, he kicked out the leg, and I believe he tripped up Drew Kuzma. And that's going to bring the penalty call, as you mentioned.
Had a good time. He did everything right, and he just tried to slap the puck away, and he ended up whipping the feet right underneath, right out from underneath Drew Kuzma, the 6'6" center from the former Flin Flon Bombers.
Flin Flon, I think there's a player or two that's come out of there that's played hockey before.
Yeah, there was some guy that played in Philadelphia for about 1,058 years.
Indeed. Lindenwood on the power play now. 2-2 game. They set it up in the offensive zone. Work it around the perimeter. One-timer from the point is deflected. Jack Anderson let it go, and it goes up and out of play.
But they say it went off either the Badger netminder or a Badger player's stick, so they'll leave the faceoff deep inside the Badger zone. A little bit of a change as we've got two center icemen out there now. Get rid of Horbach and bring out Mersch in case there is some face-off controversy. Have the second best face-off guy.
Lindenwood yet to get a shot on goal in their two power plays and now working on their third. Badgers clear the zone and finds Dominic Mersch loose at the other end. Mersch cuts to the middle on his forehand. Let's a shot go right on, and the shorthanded bid is denied by Trent Burnham. Mersch got a lot on that shot as he cut towards the middle and got it on his forehand and snapped one off, but it hit Burnham up high and went wide of the net.
Lindenwood defenseman ended up losing his stick on the crossover.
Vorlicki gets it in his own zone, off to Mersch. Slams it off the backboards, and the Badgers able to clear it out the far side as Stang will wrist it all the way down the other ice to Burnham, and Stang heads off on the change.
And Stang gets a shot on net.
He does. Number 35 on the evening for the Badgers. 1 minute to go in this power play at center ice. Johannes with it. Poor Lindenwood plays it ahead to the middle. It bounces it around, comes back to the blue line. Lindenwood able to keep it in the zone. Proti plays it to the other side, but it's picked up by Horbach, races in. Horbach to his backhand. It just rolls off his stick, but it was helped a little bit, and a penalty call coming on Lindenwood. A little hook and a tug from behind as Horbach was in with a head of steam. So the Badgers regroup at center ice. Delayed penalty call coming. Oh, no, they sent it back towards their own net, and the Badgers played it into their own net. Lindenwood will get the goal as McClellan had left the net. The Badgers, of little consolation at the moment, a slashing penalty on Lindenwood, but the Badgers just played it into their own net, and Lindenwood has grabbed a 2-1
lead. 3-2
lead. Or 3-2 lead, excuse me. I was just trying to see the number there, who sent it back into his own net.
Dan Latch was the one who made the pass, but I don't know if it was tipped or not. That's the second time in, 3 years?
Well, there's a little discussion going on down there. In fact, the Badgers might want to see if this one was tipped, because if it was by a Lindenwood player, that would wipe that goal out because the delayed penalty call was coming. But I don't think so. And it had a head of steam on as it went cleanly back into the Badger net. We're going to get another look at it now. Lodge played it back to his own net. Nope. That one didn't come close to anybody's stick. In fact, it went right. Badgers catch a bad break. The official actually got himself out of the way, and it didn't deflect off him. So I believe that's what they are calling right now.
Lord.
Lotch played it back into his own net. He tried to slide it back. Lindmark was putting on the brakes and going towards the boards, not towards the middle. And instead, it slid all the way from the offensive blue line back into their empty net. And Lindenwood gets the go-ahead goal, a 3-2 lead. The Badgers will get a power play here in 31 seconds.
But we'll skate 4-on-4 for those 31. Remember that Bantle is still in the penalty box for tripping. And as you mentioned, Jack Prouty is in the penalty box for Linden. So we'll...
A long conversation going on with Tony Granato and the officials over at the Badger bench. And I don't think there was any moment there during that process where it really came close to being touched by Lindenwood.
Nope.
As we're getting a replay now, the full, since the moment the arm went up for the hooking call that was going to go, a slashing call, excuse me, that went on the breakaway attempt by Horbach. No Lindenwood player came close to the puck. And Lotch plays it back into his own net. And so Badgers have had adversity the last couple of weekends here. It hasn't come easy. Now find themselves in a 3-2 deficit.
Youch. That one hurt.
They're going to continue to sort this one out, and now we will drop the puck and get back underway here. So as Ian mentioned, four skaters aside. Actually, as they discussed it, the penalty is over to the Badgers.
Correct.
Because that was a delayed penalty call yet that hadn't been called. So the Badgers are now on a power play. I think that was what the conversation was with head coach Tony Granato. Matthew D. St. Paul with it now. Try to snap a pass inside the offensive zone from the far boards. That doesn't connect. Jugnauth spins around at the blue line. Has to get it back out at center ice. Gets it over to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans slides it right along the line to the far side to Bantle. Bantle absorbs a hit but gets it to D. St. Paul. Along the far boards, back to the blue line to Jugnauth. Over to D. St. Paul, top of the far circle. Looking for an opening, doesn't see one. He's got Caulfield in the middle. Kuhlemans to the near side. Kuhlemans at a one-timer. Had Bantle right out front. Shot went right on net to Trent Burnham, who made the save and once again left no rebound.
Yeah, the discussion would be, even though Wisconsin scored on itself, they were killing a penalty.
Correct. So that technically goes down as a power play goal.
Correct.
In that situation, but it was the Badgers' Lotch who ended up scoring it. Off the faceoff, Dexheimer knocks it down out of the air, gets it to Erdahl along the near boards. Erdahl will send it cross ice to Lucius. Takes it down below the bottom of the circle at the goal line. Back to Stramel. Top of the circle. Backhand pass to Erdahl. Lets the wrist shot go. Save was made. Rebound right out front. It was sent to Gorniak, who tried the redirection, and it goes wide of the net. Lucius got to it. Instead of shooting, he tried to slide it to Gorniak to touch it in front. Erdahl from the high slot. His shot is blocked. Puck bouncing around. Erdahl will try to get it at the blue line. Can't keep it in the zone. Badgers have to regroup at center ice. 40 seconds and counting in the power play. Erdahl with a head of steam now through center ice into the offensive zone. Stops along the near boards. Peels back towards the blue line. Gets it to Dexheimer. Body's knocked down at front. And I believe a penalty call coming. And
yep.
This one will go on the Badgers' Stramel.
It's going to be an interference call of some sort. Interference, holding, hooking, checking, whatever. So that... The Badgers continue to shoot themselves in the foot.
Wisconsin number 28, 2 minutes, interference.
Interference call on Charlie Stramel as he was going out front, knocked down the Lindenwood players. The Badgers were setting up the power play. They now just had 30 seconds remaining in it. So we'll skate four aside, and then Lindenwood will go back on the man advantage where all this trouble started for the Badgers a few moments ago.
Hopefully.
Badgers need something here now for an energy boost. Hanging their heads after throwing it in their own net. Got to find something here and see if he can get that equalizer and turn this thing around. D. St. Paul in the far side tries to play it to Orlicky. Orlicky tried to get it back to D. St. Paul along the far boards. Instead, it's wristed past the net. Kuhlemans reaching for it, can't get to it. It's kept into the zone along the near boards. Kuhlemans lifts a stick, gets the puck out to center ice. Got a man coming with him in D. St. Paul. Kuhlemans on his backhand over to D. St. Paul, and his one-timer just goes wide of the net. Nice pass, good quick shot, but it went wide of the net. Kuhlemans keeps it in. Penalty is over. Badgers are now shorthanded. Lindenwood has the power play. D. St. Paul will play it all the way back into his own zone. Vorlicky has it. And McClellan is between the pipes, so no chance of shooting it in your own net, I would assume there. Badgers play it all the way down in the offensive zone. Lindmark on the forecheck. causes disruption at least momentarily as finally they break it out. Gagnon brings it into the offensive zone, loses it in his skates. Lotch is right there to poke it away. Horbach, between his legs, sends it to the near side. Long reach by Lotch, pokes it out to center ice. 3-2 Lindenwood on top, 15:25 to go in the third period. They scored the only goal to the Lions in the second period and have the only tally here in the third period, though they did not touch the puck. Lindmark spins around a backhand pass, finds Lotch, high slot, his wrist shot is blocked up front and never reaches the net. That hits Gagnon and it stung him in the leg, and he hobbles over to the bench. Lions bring it back in. They're on the power play here. Still 30 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Puck goes back to the blue line. Instead, it'll go all the way down the ice. Badgers can get a change on their penalty killers here. Interference call to Stramel has 20 seconds on it. Lions in their own zone. Aggressive forecheck by the Badgers. Mersch on the shorthanded situation along with Stang out front. Lindenwood brings it out of their zone and back on the attack. And to set up this power play, a quick one-timer. McClellan makes the save on one that caught him up high around the shoulder area and mask. Stang in over the line on his forehand. Got a man with him behind him. Not sure if he knows he's there. Stang pinned up against the boards along the near side. Penalty is over. Stramel is out of the box. Badgers back at full strength. Turnover at center ice. Bantle picks off the pass. Tries to get it into the offensive zone. Does, but loses control of the puck. Lindenwood breaking it out. Price on the far side in front of the team's benches. His pass ahead is picked off. A turnover. A chance for the Badgers. They turn it right back over. And Lindenwood will play it in the zone, but not deep. Kerr has it. Backhand pass for Mersch. Here come the Badgers out of their own zone. B. St. Paul in over the line. He's got Bantle with him and Mersch. From the far circle, a shot. Rebound was loose. And then steered just wide of the net by Jugnov. Badgers control. Centering pass hops over the stick of Bantle, who's camped out front, as he's been most of the night. Jugnov dragged down to the ice at the blue line, and this will indeed bring a penalty on Lindenwood, and the Badgers will get a Quartz power play.
Almost a little too fancy for his own good. Jugnov has got great hands, tried to walk the blue line, gets his feet pulled out from underneath him. Borderline call, but one that the Badgers needed.
Badger fans, Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew lots of matzo pizza and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers Quartz power play commences. Looking for that equalizer in a 3-2 game. They trail Lindenwood here in the third period. Erdahl with it along the near board. Slides it back to the point to Dexheimer. Across it'll go to Lucius. Walks it down to the top of the circle. A wrist shot is deflected. Never reaches the net. And the Lions are able to send it all the way down the ice.
So that would be the 19th block shot.
It's something that the Badgers saw a lot of last weekend against Long Island. And Tony Gordano mentioned to us on the pregame show that they would expect to see that again. Gorniak in over the line, ahead of steam,
ooh,
and lets the
yeah.
wrist shot go. And Trent Burnham snatches it out of the air with a left-handed glove, making the save.
That's a good shot to take, Jack. If he doesn't make the save, it's a goal. If he makes the save with his pad instead of his glove, because it was a nice low shot, there's going to be a rebound there.
So an offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Brock Caulfield will take it. He's got Kuhlemans and Bantle out there with him. Jugnov and D. St. Paul. Power play has 1:25 remaining in. Lions control it off the faceoff and send it end over end on edge, fluttering down to McClellan at the other end. He stops it for Jugnov. Ahead of steam, he'll quickly attack. Jugnov through the neutral zone, in over the line. Jugnov to his backhand side, to the forehand, puts it right on, puts it up into the shoulder of Burnham, who made the save. Badgers set it up on the power play now. Kuhlemans has it. Stops along the near boards, just inside the blue line. Flips a pass to Jugnov that, as you can tell, was not completed. Hopped over his stick. D. St. Paul gathers it at center ice. Avoids a check. In over the line. D. St. Paul gets it over to Kuhlemans on the near side. Looking for an opening. Doesn't see one. Takes it back to the blue line. D. St. Paul, top of the far circle. Wrist shot right on. Bantle is there again, spinning around looking for the rebound, but no loose puck to be found as Burnham covers up.
Good setup. Good play. You had to interact. People playing different positions, but Matty D. St. Fell is a little bit snake bit because he can't even get rebounds now.
I mean, Bantle and Burnham have spent so much time together. It's like a common law marriage at this point. They've been camped out right face to face much of the night as he's been there on this power play. And all the power plays previously for the Badgers. Just hasn't been able to get that deflection or that rebound as yet. Badgers control off the draw. They swing it to Kuhlemans. Lets the wrist shot go right on him. Burnham again makes the save. And as he's done most of the night, leaves no rebound with Bantle camped out on the doorstep again.
If I was Kuhlemans on that, I would have taken that shot originally while the goaltender was moving. Instead, he tried to move in and get a better angle at it. And as a result, Burnham had time to set up.
Bantle's going to get one tonight. It might not come on the rebound. He's going to have to get a deflection because Burnham is not leaving many rebounds. Kuhlman's off the draw, controls it, gets it back to Jugnauth. Swinging over to DeSaint Fall, top of the far circle. Jugnauth right up the middle inside the blue line. Leaves it for DeSaint Fall, back to Jugnauth as they continue to play catch with it. Matthew with the wrist shot, and that might have caught part of the post as it rings around the boards, but Kuhlman's keeps it in the zone.
Player with no stick for Lindenwood.
Kuhlman's has it top of the near circle right by that broken stick. Jugnauth with a one-timer. That goes off the back wall, bouncing around. Bantle trying to get to it. Kicks it out of his skates. It squirts up front. Jugnauth lets one go. He teed one up. Sets it high over top of the cage right in front of the student section. DeSaint Fall, a nifty little pass to Jugnauth. Fakes the shot. Can't find an opening. Drops it for Kuhlman's. Penalty is over. Kuhlman's lets the wrist shot go. Bantle camped out front again. And once again, the netminder, Trent Burnham, makes the save and leaves no rebound. 42-11, shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Plenty of them there on that power play and opportunities, but once again, they could not score.
And the difference is that the style of team that they're playing against, the initial shot is being covered up by the goaltender. If there are rebounds, I got to give credit to the big, strong Lindenwood defensemen because they are allowing nobody to get any rebounds or deflections.
Yeah, seeing the replay of that one, Burnham was down low trying to see around Bantle up front, and he just threw the glove out to the left and snatched it out of the air. Badgers control at the faceoff. Ooh, dangerous pass by Horbach, but it finds Lodge. Lodge from the top of the near circle lets a wrist echo. That's deflected wide of the net. Kerr keeps it in, throws it towards the front end. It's bouncing around, swatted at once, twice. Yep. Nobody could steer it on net. And finally, played out to center ice by the Lions. Finnegan gets it into the Badgers' zone. Lotch is there. He's pulled down from behind, and the Badgers will go right back on the court's power play here as Lotch was dragged down. Lotch has it in his own zone. Now McClellan comes out of his own net. Won't throw it backwards, fellas. Badgers play it deep into the zone. It's touched by the netminder, Burnham. And so with 11:10 to go in the third period, the Badgers are going to go on a power play, trailing 3-2.
They need something. They got to get more positive on this power play. They got to get a positive outcome on this power play.
2 minutes hooking is the call. The Badgers will get a court's power play. Hey, Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center is your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. So an offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, who are on the man advantage with another court's power play in need of an equalizer, having outshot Lindenwood 44-11, but three of those 11 had found the back of the net. Actually, only two of the 11 because the other one was put in by the Badgers' Daniel Lodge.
Correct.
Jugnauth at the blue line. Controlling the puck, he'll take it to the far circle, send it to Bantle up front, who again slides it between his legs. Kuhlman shoots and scores! A power play goal. We're tied at three. Bantle tried that move he's done so many times, tucking it between his legs. It failed, but it found the right stick in Kuhlman.
Exactly. And I think all three of the downside people for Lindenwood were watching the puck, and Kuhlman's wisely, instead of trying to take the initial shot, just walked to the center of the ice and popped it home into a wide open net.
Yeah, Burnham was sliding from post to post, and as you mentioned, knowing the way his night is gone, he probably would have gotten something and made the save on that first shot if Kuhlman's had shot it right away, but instead he showed patience, took one stride to his right, and then nothing but open net to shoot at, and he buries it. Game is tied at three. 10:50 and counting to go in the third now. Puck played back into the Badgers zone. Lotch plays it along the near boards. Badgers get it out to center ice. Gorniak steers it ahead to Stramel, who loses it as he gains the offensive zone. Quickly counter the Lions the other way. Shane Lavelle gets it in the Badger end, loses it. Daniel Lotch has it at center ice, skating from the Badger benches. Badger and Lions benches. He'll flutter it into the offensive zone. They go to work on the forecheck. Gorniak chops at it.
Oh, Lord.
And he's going to get a penalty call. He was trying to chop the puck and cause a turnover. Instead, he didn't get enough of the puck and got too much of the Lions player's skate. And so after just having gotten the equalizer, the Badgers will need a big penalty kill.
So now here we talk about the situation that we're in. You get into a pretty good flow where you've got control of the puck, all the rest of those things that happen, and now you've given some of the energy back to Lindenwood.
And Lindenwood's power play, as I mentioned, has been very good in the top 15 in all of college hockey entering this weekend, and they have not allowed a shorthanded goal this year, something the Badgers did twice last weekend, and they've had a number of quality shorthanded chances here tonight. Off the draw, Badgers trying to clear, can't do so initially, but now finally do. Lindmark will play it ahead to Horbach. They're on a rush. He's got Lindmark up front. A backhander right to him.
Off the post.
Off the post. The horn went up, but the puck did not go in. The horn went off, but no red light went on. The puck definitely did not go in. We could see it clearly here that it went off the post. Horbach with a nice touch pass. Lindmark had to stretch as far as he could to redirect it.
There's no goal. There's no goal.
The back checker for Lindmark went crashing into the net on the play and didn't knock the net off its moorings, so that wouldn't stop play here, but the horn did. The lights started to go flashing around the arena. The horn went off. Everybody was looking around thinking, well, what just happened? So it looks like they will do an offensive zone face-off for the Badgers is what they're setting up for now. 1:44 remaining in the tripping call. And the duo that combined, each getting a shorthanded goal last weekend, nearly connects there for a huge one. Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers.
Say that it hasn't been exciting.
No, it's had plenty of opportunities for each team, that's for sure. Badgers play it back towards Lotch. It hops over his stick. Kerr will hustle back and retrieve it in his own zone. Spins around, fires it off the boards and all the way down the ice. Takes some more time off this penalty. Badgers aggressive on the forecheck. Lindmark harasses his man all the way behind the net, following Kyle Jeffers, who brings it into the offensive zone. Gagnon will play it around the boards. Kerr will be the first one there. Tries to trap it in his skates, can't do so. Lotch follows up, has
Stay
it in
out
his
there,
skates.
Stanger.
Lotch plays it. It finds its way to Lindmark. Lindmark spins around and wrists it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers can get a change as three of their penalty killers head off.
Different philosophy for the Badgers here. They're chasing the guy right behind the net, forcing him to make drop passes before he wants to.
Mershon staying up front for the Badgers on this kill right now. They've got LeMaster and Vorlicki back on the blue line. Lions get it into the offensive zone. Gagnon along the near boards. Top of the circle. He'll flip it back towards the blue line, controlled by Price, who got the scoring started here tonight. As they work it around, it finds its way to Gagnon on the near side. Wrist shot right on. McClellan makes the save. Puck looked like it might have been loose momentarily, but it is not. McClellan has control of it. And with 38 seconds to go in the power play, a faceoff in the Badger zone.
Oh, I thought they were going to take the timeout, and then I realized that they were on special teams, and you can't take the timeout past the 10-minute mark when there is a defensive zone faceoff and or special teams play.
Badger fans, UW Health Sports Medicine is the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Faceoff in the Badgers zone. Lindmark will control it, play it off the glass and all the way down the ice as the clock continues to wind down here on this tripping call that has the Badgers shorthanded. Horbach very aggressive on the penalty kill forecheck. Dislodges the puck, gets control of it. He's knocked down from behind, and that's going to bring a penalty call on the Lions, and that will end the power play.
We'll skate 4-on-4 for 22 seconds, and then the Badgers will enjoy another power play unless somebody does something stupid again.
Number 15, Leonard Moyes, 2 minutes for holding.
Holding is the call. And so the Badgers will go, as you mentioned, 4-on-4. It's Joe Prody going to the box.
For the third time tonight?
Yeah, no surprise. He entered the weekend with 9 penalties to lead the team. So he's adding to that team total and lead each penalty.
He also was given credit for the Lindenwood goal that was scored by the Badgers on their own net.
He's in the box right now raising his hands like, what just happened? But it appeared to be a clear penalty as he got tied up with Horbach. And he tugged him a bit, and Horbach went down. And his arms wrapped around him and also pushed him right up against the boards. Kuhlman's in the offensive zone, sitting up, trying to snap a pass cross ice. That failed. Luckily, the Badgers keep it in, and Lindenwood was looking to break it out. 4-on-4 for another 10 seconds. Around the boards it goes, out to center ice. Kuhlman's has to hustle back into his own zone and get to it. Does so. He's got Jugnauth with him there. Fakes the pass, and now he'll bring it up out of his own zone through center ice. Cuts towards the middle. Badgers at full strength. Power play commences here. 3-3 game that has 8-10 remaining in the third period. Kuhlman's in his own zone. Little backhand pass to Jugnauth. Here come the Badgers out of their own zone. Jugnauth drops it off to D. St. Paul. Over the motion W and into the offensive zone. To Bantle. Takes the hit. Plays the puck on down to D. St. Paul. He'll bring it around the boards behind the net to Caulfield. Caulfield to Kuhlman's. Up top it goes to Jugnauth as the power play continues here. D. St. Paul just inside the blue line. Gets it off to Jugnauth just at the Big Ten logo. Over to D. St. Paul, top of the far circle. Back to Jugnauth, looking for an opening again. D. St. Paul spins to the middle. Wrist shot is blocked. Comes to Kuhlman's on the near side. He'll walk it to the middle. His pass eventually finds its way to D. St. Paul. Gets it down low to Bantle, who once again tries to spin out front and can't get it home as it was poked off his stick. Bantle gets control of the puck, slides a backhand pass to Kuhlmans, walks to the middle, wrist shot on a pad, save made by Burnham. Good shot by Kuhlmans as he cut towards the middle, but Burnham got the left right pad back out there. Jugnauth with a shot, that's deflected out front by Bantle and flutters just wide of the far post. Caulfield, backhand pass to Kuhlman. Swing it over to Jugnauth near top of the circle. Walks to the middle, shoots and scores! Coach was right. Tyson Jugnauth gets the goal, and the Badgers power play tally puts them in front for the first time tonight at 3-2. Or excuse me, for the second time tonight, but it's 3-2.
I think it's 4-3. 4-3, whatever. Anyway,
I got all it wrong. I was too excited about Coach Granato calling the shot there, I think. He said 27 was going to get a goal tonight, and Tyson Jugnauth got a huge one, his first.